That's 913-586-7610. Bobby Witt Jr. did his thing once again. We can talk about him. Well, Stu just mentioned it, a five-out save for Carlos Hernandez. We can talk about him if that interests you. But to me, and to most, the story is Cole Ragans. Boy, coming into the game, I thought, boy, maybe you were a little too hype on the on-deck show. I was second-guessing myself after that on-deck show. I thought maybe I was a little bit too strong in my anticipation, in my possible praise for Cole Ragans. But now, I'll pose the question to you. I mentioned it earlier today that this guy, more than anyone else on this roster, this guy, Cole Ragans, a 25-year-old left-hander, has the opportunity to alter this franchise more so than anybody else. Anyone else inside that clubhouse, no one can alter the 2024 season more so than Cole Ragans. So I'm curious, after that performance, six innings of two-hit baseball, two hits, the first guy that he faced singled to right, and then an infield dribbler to Bobby Witt Jr. That's it. No walks. Didn't hit anyone. Just two singles. Six innings, two hits, 11 strikeouts, 18 swings and misses. This dude hit 101. The last pitch that he threw, the 99th pitch of his afternoon, registered at 99.5 miles per hour. 11 strikeouts for the second time this month. I mean, we can dive into the numbers. I can get nerdy with you. Cole Ragans may have just completed one of the great months in Royals franchise history. When you dive into the strikeouts, the walk numbers, the amount of innings that he was able to give you. Man, Bobby Witt Jr. is without question the star of 2023. Michael Garcia and Freddie Fermin deserve some love. What Vinny Pasquantino was able to do early in the season. We flirted with Chris Bubich early on. But what Cole Ragans is doing and has the opportunity to do down the stretch may completely alter the way you and I talk this offseason. So I'm curious to find out, how much does he alter the way that you, the Royals fan, how you view 2024? Do you need to see more? Has he already changed your offseason attack plan if you're J.J. Piccolo? 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Ragans turns 26 this offseason. He's made just six starts since the trade. At least six starts with the Royals since the trade. So it's still a very small sample size. Certainly too small to think that the front office is changing their plan of attack, right? Six starts is too small a sample size to write his name into the 2024 rotation, to write that name in ink, right? Six starts isn't enough, even though, boy, these six starts, 47 strikeouts in 34 and two-thirds innings. So he's just shy of giving you six innings every time on average. Six starts, 34 and two-thirds innings pitched, 47 strikeouts to just 10 walks, an ERA of 2.08. Has he changed the way you view the 2024 Royals? I'll take your thoughts on Bobby Witt Jr. We can talk Carlos Hernandez, but the story's Cole Ragans. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. Let's start off with Alex. You're going to hit leadoff this afternoon. Alex, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals shut out the A's 4-0. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I think Cole Reagan definitely team simply because he's, you know, proven it over multiple starts. And now I'm not saying that he's going to be Verlander, but I think, like, when you think of him hitting 90-100 mile per hour pitches late in the game, that's kind of like what I think of, like, when I think of, like, Verlander and those other, like, top of the rotation pitchers, like being able to hold that velocity deep into games. And also, I think it also speaks to just maybe a change in the organization's ability to scout outside the team for pitchers, because I think, you know, a lot of times we see our pitchers go somewhere else and succeed, but we haven't seen, you know, maybe us get a prospect from someone else and, you know, then succeeding here, like identifying that kind of diamond in the rough.
Sure, sure. Alex, thanks for the phone call. Can't think of very many pitchers leaving Kansas City and go on to stardom elsewhere. So I don't know necessarily about that. No names really coming to my mind outside of Zach Greinke. But you bring up an interesting point. It's not an organizational change as far as a philosophy. It's a new front office. Right. You have a new man at the top, J.J. Piccolo. I think he deserves a lot of credit. I'm grateful Alex tiptoed around that because, yeah, getting a little too deep into today's game or into today's postgame show without acknowledging that the risky offseason signing of Aroldis Chapman with a big assist from Salvador Perez, that risky offseason move is already pay dividends. I mean, that trade is already a win, right? Now, Reagan's needs to produce to make it a slam dunk steal of a trade. But for him to give you this type of production, I mean, shoot, your last two wins have been courtesy of Cole Reagan's. In between, it's just been a bunch of L's. So, yeah, credit to J.J. Piccolo for the signing of Aroldis Chapman, for pulling the trigger at the right time to get a guy in Cole Reagans, because if they drag their feet, you saw injuries. Nate Eovaldi went down with an injury in Texas. Multiple starting pitchers went down with injury. Who knows if Cole Reagans is still available if they don't pull the trigger when they did. So credit to the front office. Also another trade acquisition, Drew Waters on base three times today with a pair of walks and an RBI triple. He came it around and scored the Royals' third run. They only needed one. Dairon Blanco supplied that, a leadoff home run in the third inning. Congratulations to Dairon Blanco connecting on his first big league big fly. Let's go to Gina in South Kansas City. Gina, you're on the postgame show as the Royals shut out the A's. It's their sixth shutout victory of the season. Gina, go ahead.
It was a wonderful game. I like the pitcher. He seemed cool. Tom collects. He didn't even seem like he broke a sweat.
Right.
Going six innings, very impressive. Yeah, very good.
Appreciate the phone call, Gina. Yeah, I've mentioned it before. At times it seems as if he's annoyed that someone else has the audacity to step in the box. It's not a Wade Davis persona. You know, Wade Davis looked like he was vacillating between, all right, do I pitch to this guy or just challenge him to a fight? All right, I'll pitch to him, strike him out. Cole Reagans is, oh, really, you want to do this too? All right, here you go. Choke on this 100-mile-per-hour fastball, this well-located changeup, this nasty slider that we saw early on, a pair of punch-outs with the slider in the second. In total, 11 strikeouts today for Reagans, 7 with that 97-99-mile-per-hour fastball, 2 with the change, 3 with the slider. He's a 5-pitch pitcher, and he's 3-1 in 6 starts since coming over to the Kansas City Royals. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. I'll explain how he has put me in a position to alter my view of 2024. Personally, I need to see the rest of the season. I want to see these final 6 starts. I can't diminish what he's done. I can't act as if, oh, I've seen a lot of guys spin six starts like this. I can't say that. Now, he's doing something that is deserving of your attention, even if you're one of those Kansas City sports fans that understandably checked out on this team. Cole Reagans deserves a trip to the campfire every fifth day. By the way, next time Cole Reagans is on the Hill, 6:10 day at the K, Tuesday night, Kauffman Stadium, Royals and Pirates. I'll give you a chance to win those tickets tomorrow, or excuse me, on Friday, on the next edition of the Pitch Clock. So the Royals, happy flight up to Seattle. They open up a three-game set with the Mariners beginning Friday, 9:10 for the first pitch. Let's head back to KCK. Talk with Josh. You're on the postgame show on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, yes, I agree with all your sentiments. And, you know, of course, we have our quote-unquote youth movement going on. And it's nice to see, well, I guess I'm going to bring it back to Cole Reagans again, but I don't think that that's a trade that DM would have made, first of all. And I, you know, fortunately, good for JJ for making that trade. And that's something that I don't think DM would have made.
I got
you. And also, I think that we're seeing a lot of potential in these guys. And we need to lock up Bobby Witt, you know. And I think that Cole Reagans, man, you have to acknowledge what they have in this guy, and you know, lock him up, make him part of the team, get him there long term. You know,
well, Josh, listen, I'll agree with you when it comes to Bobby Witt Jr. I got no issue with locking up Bobby Witt Jr. Thanks for the phone call. Cole Reagans, again, it's six starts. He's 25, twice recovered from Tommy John surgery. I'm not eager to sign him to a long-term deal. You got him until he's already celebrated his 30th birthday. There is absolutely no reason to talk about paying Cole Reagans anything other than what an arbiter ultimately says. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610. Bobby Witt Jr. hits a leadoff home run in the fifth inning. Fouls a fastball off his front foot. And then the lefty on the hill decides, all right, he's probably agonizing because of that pain in the front foot. Let me throw him a back foot slider, get him dancing a little bit. I'm not going to say that Bobby was sitting on it. Didn't look like he was sitting on that slider, but he was ready for it. Eighth pitch of the at-bat, he belts it for his 26th home run of the season. Beautiful swing. Bobby now on pace for 32 home runs, 101 RBI, and 46 stolen bases. Not bad for a sophomore campaign. Let's go to Cody in Blue Springs. Cody, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just want to make a few points. I am encouraged by Cole Reagans. I mean, I think him and Brady Singer, obviously, they give the Royals a great chance every time they go out now. But the truth is, I mean, the Royals, I mean, they're bottom five or six hitting, pitching, and in the league. I mean, for the whole majors. I mean, they've got to improve everywhere. It's just not going to be one guy. One thing I'd like to make the equivalent to, it's kind of like in the NFL. It's like win while the quarterback's on their rookie contract. And I think what's going to happen is they're going to wait to spend money until these guys improve, and then there's only going to be about a 1 or 2 year window. So, I mean, I'd like to see the Royals like be really aggressive. I don't think it's going to happen, but I mean, they need to pump in about $60-70 million for their payroll. I mean, to be competitive based on the talent they have now. I mean, they definitely need about two more hitters. They need to overhaul the whole bullpen. They do need two or three starters. I mean, that's going to cost real money. And I'd rather them do it now where they have these young guys who are cost controlled and they have a great chance to win for 5 years. But I don't think it will happen.
Thankfully, this isn't a television show, Cody, because you would just see me nodding like a bobblehead. Yeah, I'm with you across the board. Thanks for the phone call. Bobby Witt Jr., you got him under team control for only 4 more years. Now, for as much as we would love to talk about this core the same way we did Hosmer and Moustakas and that group, that previous group when the organization decided to go all in on Haas and Salvi and Moose and Eske and Kane. That was heading into the 2013 season. You knew, or they knew, they had those five players under team control for at least for five more years. Salvi, Lokane, Moose Haas, and Alcides Escobar. Five guys, at least 5 years. Going into 2013, when you went out and acquired Shields, Davis, Guthrie, Santana, you only got Bobby for four more. I don't know how you argue with Cody. Because if you're saying next season we're not going for it, next year's a little too far-fetched to think this team can compete. Well, now we're only talking about three cracks at it with Bobby Witt Jr. Three arbitration cracks at it with Bobby, meaning he's going to be properly compensated or at least close to properly compensated. You're not going to have any sort of a hometown discount those final three seasons. Three cracks at it. The final three cracks with those five guys from the championship core, 15, 16, and 17. So yeah, three cracks at it might sound like, oh my, you know, that's three 162-game slogs through the summer. Oh, that's so much time. It goes quick. Goes very quick. Royals only got 33 games left in this evaluation season of 2023. They take the finale. They stave off a sweep against the lowly A's. They win 4-0. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Zach Geloff. 11 strikeouts for Cole Reagans, equaling a career high. A 1-2-3 sixth inning.
99 pitches, and the 99th is 99 miles per hour. Cole Reagans, sensational. His fourth quality start of the season. The guy's only made six starts, for crying out loud. Four quality starts. That's second most on the team. Only Brady Singer has more, even though there's six other guys that have made more starts than Cole Reagans has. Man, how about this? The three greatest months by any Royals pitcher in history as far as strikeout per nine. Danny Duffy in June of 2016, Brady Singer last July, and Cole Reagans right here, August of 2023. Nick Capel of the Kansas City Royals tweets out that in the history of this organization, there's only been three pitchers to post a calendar month with 44 strikeouts, eight walks or less. Only James Shields, Zach Greinke, and Cole Reagans. Shields during that amazing debut season of 2013, Zach Greinke during that historic season of 2009, and then Cole Reagans right here, August of 2023. We got After Hours with Dusty Likens coming your way, but the Royals just salvaged one in Oakland. They shut out the A's 4-0, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. I want to go through a few of these text messages. 913-586-7610. Vern, your previous caller is 100% right. We got to be aggressive this offseason right now because the American League Central is as weak as it will ever be. Well, I agree that this year and last year and the year before that, this division was garbage. Everyone, myself included, waiting around, waiting for Chicago to take it. After what they did in 2020, I thought this division was going to be theirs for a cool 5, 6, 7 years. They didn't take it in 21. They didn't take it in 22. They obviously haven't taken it this season. All they've done is shown their front office the door. So, yeah, I agree the division stinks right now, but that's no guarantee that it'll stink next year. If anything, we're going to regret, fans of teams in the American League Central, outside of Cleveland and Minnesota, you're going to sit around and regret the missed opportunities that have presented themselves over the past few seasons. So I agree the division stinks, but I take no solace in that when we talk about 2024. Chicago has enough trade assets that they can flip it quick. Detroit's playing some really good baseball right now. Cleveland has already created a new sensational starting rotation that they'll deploy in 2024, and the Twins are the division champs. And they've shown the willingness to spend money. So I take no comfort in the fact that the division stinks this year. From the 417, Vern, it's going to be fun watching Vinny, Bobby, Waters, and Michael Garcia all in the same lineup next year. Yeah, if that happens, I'm with you. If that happens. Because I'm still in the mindset that this team's 47 games below 500 and I want drastic roster turnover. No, I don't want Bobby to be traded. No, I don't want Michael Garcia to be traded. But that's about it. Oh, Cole Reagans, no, I don't want him traded. But that's about it. Oh, my heart of hearts, no, I want to keep Vinny around here and Drew Waters and Michael Massey. Yeah, I like those guys. I see the talent. We all see the talent with Vinny. Just look at the numbers that he's put up in the big leagues. But you're 47 games below 500. Like my man Cody said, it's more than just one piece. You know, it's four, five different position players. It's two starters. It's four or five relievers. You need a lot of work. So that's why I'm hesitant to really write much in pen. Now, even Brady Singer's name. Now, if he's on the team, no doubt he's in the rotation. But I can't guarantee that Brady Singer's a Royal in 2024. My question for you is, how has Cole Reagans altered how you view 2024? 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. From the 417, Vern, why not? Why not put his name in ink when you're talking about Cole Reagans in 2024? Who in this organization outside of Brady Singer has shown that they can put six starts together near this level? Fair point. Not to this level. I'm not going to argue that. But Chris Bubich and Daniel Lynch have both shown that they can put together six starts. Seen a lot of guys put together six starts. Maybe not to the level, well, certainly not to the level of Cole Reagans. But I can't say that I'm going to, right now, write Cole Reagans' name with the same certainty and confidence that I write Brady Singer's name in for 2024. It's just impossible. Brady's taken the ball every fifth day for two straight years and produced at a high level 70% of the time. Cole Reagans has six solid starts. Do I know that he's going to be able to give me 30 next year, 20 next year? No. Now you finish, you give me another six. You go 10, 12 strong down the stretch, putting up this type of consistency, these type of numbers. Yeah, okay. But I need those six starts. I'd love to get excited and pull out the pom-poms. I just can't do it yet. I need those six more starts. So I can't put it in ink just yet. But how about you? 913-586-7610. Let's head out to Phoenix, talk with Chris. Chris, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. I totally agree with you. I mean, it is hard to put him in the rotation for next year, but I saw him back in Boston a couple weeks ago, and I'd tell you this, he has got some electric stuff, and you've got to give credit to J.J. Piccolo on this, because he made the trade for trading Chapman to Texas to get Reagans. I mean, I know a lot of people don't give him credit a lot of time, but you got to give Piccolo some credit on this to find a Reagans in this trade.
Yeah, 100% right. No doubt about it. Yeah, but thanks for the phone call, Chris. No, it's exactly what this fan base has been clamoring for years. Now, the only thing that I push back on is Every general manager in Major League Baseball would have traded Aroldis Chapman this year. Now, every general manager wouldn't have signed Aroldis Chapman. Not every general manager would have pulled the trigger on the Cole Reagans trade as early on in the season as this front office did. So there's plenty of avenues in which we give credit to J.J. Piccolo in this front office, but to act as if, oh, there's no way that Dayton would have made this deal, I don't know if that's fair. I think he would have dragged his feet a little bit longer. I think he probably would have missed out on Cole Reagans, to be quite honest with you. But Aroldis Chapman was a free agent at the end of the season. No, what I'm looking for from J.J. Piccolo isn't, and again, credit where credit is due. How can you not love this move? But the thing that stuck in the craw of many Royals fans over the years was the inability to trade someone proactively. The Will Myers, the Jake Odorizzi trade. The next generation of that move never happened. Merrifield, Mondesi, Dozier, Barlow, never happened. Never sold when the stock was high. Just always believed that next year, this group was going to click. That's what I want to see change. I want to see some proactive moves. I want to see a move that hurts. Because when they traded Will Myers, I'll never forget coming on the air going, if you don't make it to the playoffs, in these two seasons when James Shields is in a Royals uniform, this trade is a disaster. Made it to the playoffs, made it to the World Series, the rest is history. Dayton Moore will be a Royals Hall of Famer. Ned Yost will be a Royals Hall of Famer in just about a few weeks. Just a couple of weeks, as a matter of fact. That's what I'm looking for. That's the type of move where you go, okay, it's certainly a new day. Maybe some of you got those vibes with the Chapman signing. Maybe some of you got those vibes last year with the Drew Waters acquisition. But the win-loss record for J.J. Piccolo when it comes to trade since taking over, it's more than just Cole Reagans. I thought the guy went 4-1 last year at the deadline. Look at what he's doing this year with the Barlow trade, the Quas trade, and the Chapman trade. He's like 7-1 right now. Now you got to be very happy with how the front office has fared just about a year into their tenure. Royals take the finale in Oakland 4-0, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. This season in Major League Baseball, only two pitchers, 25 or younger, have had a performance like this, like we saw today from Cole Reagans. 11 strikeouts, no walks. Only Reagans and Spencer Strider. Spencer Strider's, if you're unfamiliar with the Braves right-hander, he's probably one of the three best righties in all of Major League Baseball. Only he and Cole Reagans have done what Cole did today. Not too shabby. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
A 3-2 pitch swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center. Left fielder back looking up, and that ball is gone. It's a home run. Bobby Witt Jr., number 26. Over the 362 sign, into the seats, and the Royals add to their lead. It's 4-0.
26 home runs have him tied with Nolan Arenado for 17th. Most in Major League Baseball. Bobby didn't steal a base, but he still sits alone, fourth most in Major League Baseball. Two hits today, 144 on the season, tied with Julio Rodriguez, sixth most in Major League Baseball. Only he and Ronald Acuna find themselves top five in bags, top 10 in knocks, top 20 in bombs. Bobby, 2-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. Royals win 4-0, salvaging one in Oakland. Raj in the Ozarks reaching out to remind us that this is the dregs of Major League Baseball. Let us not forget that we played Oakland today, the cellar of baseball in 2023. No, I understand that. I don't think you hear me getting too high and mighty about the team. No, my attitude has been pretty steady for about a month now. It's about individuals. Wins, losses, close wins, close losses really doesn't mean all that much to me. Cole Reagan's Brady Singer starts mean a lot to me. Bobby and Mike Hell's performances and health mean a lot to me. The finish to the season from Michael Massey and Drew Waters and MJ Melendez, that means something to me. Shout out Dyrone Blanco, on base three times today. How about Blanco since the All-Star break? 27 games, 10 stolen bases, an OPS of 954, a batting average of 326. But no, don't need a reminder that Oakland stinks. They're only four games better than, or excuse me, you're only four games better than them. But I'll take Bobby over anybody on both teams. I'll take Cole Reagans and Michael Garcia. There are some individuals to get excited about. And they were on display today. Now, maybe stop getting thrown out on the base paths when Bobby's at the dish. But we can have that conversation at a later time. Rally Mantis giving some love to Dyrone Blanco, deservedly so. Elizabeth in Nebraska says Cole Reagans has made his case to be a part of the rotation next year, especially with Chris Bubich being out. Yeah, listen, I hope Cole Reagans finishes strong and that I can write his name in pen, because it does. It alters the way that you look at 2024. Because if you can say, go sign one free agent pitcher, he'll be the number one. Singer's the two. Reagans is the three. Lyles, Lynch, and Zerpa, Marsh, and Champlain, and Veneziano, and Barnett, and the rest of the other arms vie for those final two spots in the rotation. Now, that's not a team that you would expect to compete for the postseason, but if they catch lightning in a bottle, if one of those young pitchers flash, maybe you could make a run in 2024. But if you don't get a strong finish from Cole Reagans, you must go get two starting pitchers this offseason to have any hope. So what Cole Reagans can provide is hope, even if there's only one starting pitcher acquired this offseason. That to me is how Cole Reagans alters the offseason. 913-586-7610. Just a few more from the text line. We got to hand things off to Dusty Likens and After Hours, the latest on the Chris Jones saga. From the 970, Vern, I feel like Chris Young and Dane Moore threw us a bone here with Cole Reagans. No, I don't think that's fair at all. No, credit where credit is due. Credit to J.J. Piccolo and his front office for pulling the trigger in early July with the guy that many people considered the prize relief pitcher at the trade deadline, Aroldis Chapman. Royals moved him early. And it looks now, with the benefit of hindsight, now it's a month and a half of hindsight, the move looks brilliant. No. Dayton was fired, right? Now, let's not act like he all of a sudden now is he's just smarter than all of us. No, look. And Chris Young's playing a different game. The money that they're throwing around in Texas. No, credit to J.J. Piccolo. From the 816, Vern, it sucks to say, but I'm so excited for next year as long as we sign one front end starting pitcher. Yeah, I think that's most. I think most people are there. I want to see one big contract handed out for a starting pitcher. I want to see, personally, I want to see Bobby Witt Jr. locked up long term, and then I want to see one proactive trade. Those are the three things on my checklist. Sign a starting pitcher, proactive trade, and sign Bobby Witt Jr. to a long-term extension. My game notes following this 4-0 Royals victory are presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Appreciate their support all season long. All right, so how about this one too? Cole Reagans goes today. The boys enjoy an off day tomorrow. And then Brady Singer on the hill coming up on Friday night. The 1-2, the reason to show up to the campfire and stay at the campfire. Reagans and Singer, the 1-2 punch of the Kansas City Royals. Brady Singer and Bryce Miller. Bryce Miller, that is. They meet up Friday night, 9:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned. Coming up next, After Hours with Dusty Likens. Isaac Deer, great job. Appreciate your help tonight. Royals fans, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you on Friday. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
3-2 pitch swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center. Left fielder back looking up, and that ball is gone. It's a home run. Bobby Witt Jr., number 26. Over the 362 sign into the seats, and the Royals add to their lead. It's 4-0.
26 home runs have him tied with Nolan Arenado for 17th most in Major League Baseball. Bobby didn't steal a base, but he still sits alone, fourth most in Major League Baseball. Two hits today, 144 on the season, tied with Julio Rodriguez, sixth most in Major League Baseball. Only he and Ronald Acuna find themselves top five in bags, top 10 in knocks, top 20 in bombs. Bobby, 2-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. Royals win 4-0, salvaging one in Oakland. Raj in the Ozarks reaching out to remind us that this is the dregs of Major League Baseball. Let us not forget that we played Oakland today, the cellar of baseball in 2023. No. I understand that. I don't think you hear me getting too high and mighty about the team. No, my attitude has been pretty steady for about a month now. It's about individuals. Wins, losses, close wins, close losses really doesn't mean all that much to me. Cole Reagan's Brady Singer starts mean a lot to me. Bobby and Mike Hell's performances and health mean a lot to me. The finish to the season from Michael Massey and Drew Waters and MJ Melendez, that means something to me. Shout-out Dairon Blanco, on base three times today. How about Blanco since the All-Star break? 27 games, 10 stolen bases, an OPS of 954, a batting average of 326. But don't need a reminder that Oakland stinks. You're only four games better than them. But I'll take Bobby over anybody on both teams. I'll take Cole Reagans and Michael Garcia. There are some individuals to get excited about. And they were on display today. Now, maybe stop getting thrown out on the base paths when Bobby's at the dish. But we can have that conversation at a later time. Rally Mantis giving some love to Dairon Blanco, deservedly so. Elizabeth in Nebraska says Cole Reagans has made his case to be a part of the rotation next year, especially with Chris Bubich being out. Yeah, listen, I hope Cole Reagans finishes strong and that I can write his name in pen, because it does. It alters the way that you look at 2024. Because if you can say, go sign one free agent pitcher, he'll be the number one. Singer's the two. Reagans is the three. Lyles, Lynch, and Zerpa, Marsh, and Champlain, and Veneziano, and Barnett, and the rest of the other arms vie for those final two spots in the rotation. Now, that's not a team that you would expect to compete for the postseason, but if they catch lightning in a bottle, if one of those young pitchers flash, maybe you could make a run in 2024. But if you don't get a strong finish from Cole Reagans, you must go get two starting pitchers this offseason to have any hope. So what Cole Reagans can provide is hope, even if there's only one starting pitcher acquired this offseason. That to me is how Cole Reagans alters the offseason. 913-586-7610. Just a few more from the text line. We got to hand things off to Dusty Likens and After Hours, the latest on the Chris Jones saga. From the 970, Vern, I feel like Chris Young and Dane Moore threw us a bone here with Cole Ragans. No, I don't think that's fair at all. No, credit where credit is due. Credit to J.J. Piccolo and his front office for pulling the trigger in early July with the guy that many people considered the prize relief pitcher at the trade deadline, Aroldis Chapman. Royals moved him early. And it looks now, with the benefit of hindsight, now it's a month and a half of hindsight, the move looks brilliant. No. Dayton was fired, right? Now, let's not act like he all of a sudden now is he's just smarter than all of us. No, and Chris Young's playing a different game, the money that they're throwing around in Texas. No, credit to J.J. Piccolo. From the 816, Vern, it sucks to say, but I'm so excited for next year as long as we sign one front end starting pitcher. Yeah, I think that's most. I think most people are there. I want to see one big contract handed out for a starting pitcher. I want to see, personally, I want to see Bobby Witt Jr. locked up long term, and then I want to see one proactive trade. Those are the three things on my checklist. Sign a starting pitcher, proactive trade, and sign Bobby Witt Jr. to a long-term extension. My game notes following this 4-0 Royals victory are presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Appreciate their support all season long. All right, so how about this one, too? Cole Ragans goes today. The boys enjoy an off day tomorrow. And then Brady Singer on the hill coming up on Friday night. The 1-2, the reason to show up to the campfire and stay at the campfire. Ragans and Singer, the 1-2 punch of the Kansas City Royals. Brady Singer and Bryce Miller. They meet up Friday night, 9:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned. Coming up next, After Hours with Dusty Likens. Isaac Deere, great job. Appreciate your help tonight. Royals fans, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you on Friday. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. 7th strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.